Welcome to another episode of Dev Chats. I'm your host today, AJ from PSVR Underground and co-host over at PSVR Without Parole. Today we're here to talk with Ken Thane, executive producer at Archaea, about the new PSVR port of Doom 3 VR Edition from Bethesda and id Software, which just released on March 29th, 2021. Thank you for joining us, Ken. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here today.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Our pleasure, man, really. So, Ken, let's get to know a little bit about you first, as well as your history with Archaea.
Sure. I come from a background in AAA. So I was a cinematic director and a narrative director for BioWare and EA. I worked on games like Mass Effect and Dragon Age and Star Wars, The Old Republic, Battlefront 2. So I have a good history of being in AAA. And the thing that really attracted me about AAA was storytelling. That's always been my thing, is how, you know, from movies to theater and video games is a really interesting format for storytelling. So being in AAA for a while, you know, I started looking at what's next, where's storytelling going after that? And VR just seemed to be, I've been keeping my eye on VR since like 1991, and I could see that it's finally getting to a point that it's hitting a bit more mainstream. It's hitting a level of, you know, popularity that made it, you know, a serious contender. So then I started looking around, and I found Archaea as a VR studio they had Ship Evasion. And when I talked to them, and they had some really good projects on the go, and I felt like, it's funny enough, Archaea's been around for 8 years. So in VR dog years, that's like, you know, 100 years. So they have a lot of history and a lot of stuff that they've done in VR and AR. So it seemed just like a really good studio that's pushing, you know, VR forward, really passionate team, really passionate devs about VR. So I joined up with them, and since then, we've done Free Diver Triton Down, the PC VR version, then we did a Triton Down extended cut for Quest 2 and PSVR. We've done an AR game, Dimension of Heroes, working with Marvel and Disney. And then Doom 3 is our latest release, and we worked directly with id Software and Bethesda on doing that.
Well, I mean, if you have an interest in storytelling, coming from BioWare and working on games like Mass Effect, I can definitely see like the influences there. And Free Diver, you know, it was a short story, but it also had the extended like audio logs and stuff that was really cool to follow, and really enjoyed just that thriller kind of movie cinematic experience of survival and getting out of the boat. So big fan over here. So can you tell us? I got to bring this up. You know, you're getting ready to both announce and release Doom 3 VR Edition on PS VR for the first time, and suddenly we get word of ZeniMax, which owns like Bethesda Softworks, many Bethesda studios, Arkane, these huge studios. We get word that Xbox Studios has acquired them. Can you tell us, like, did this present to you any advantages or challenges, and what was kind of that process like, and what you guys went through leading up to the announcement and launch?
Yeah, that's a great question. Obviously, Microsoft buying Bethesda was a surprise. You know, we had no idea that was coming down the pipe, and it actually came very late in production. Like, I think it just came, like, I think they just announced it back in January or February this year. So we were quite far ahead in the mm-hmm. project. And we worked directly with id on Doom 3. So it was more of a collaboration with them, and the focus was on PSVR. Sony was great partners, the whole production. They worked with us closely on making sure it was, you know, it's certifiable for release, that the frame rate was good and everything. So the Microsoft thing was just, it didn't have any impact. You know, we were already so far ahead that it was just more of an interesting, you know, data point, but it had really no influence on the project itself.
I got you. Yeah, I was very curious about that. In regards to, of course, the game, let's get to the game itself, Doom 3 VR Edition, which is a port of a game that originally came out in 2004. What was it like dealing with that? Did it give you any advantages or disadvantages? Can you just talk a little bit about that process and how that development went?
Yeah, for sure. Because ArchReact is a studio, we've mainly been focused on Unity and Unreal. We have like great expertise on both platforms. We had worked with Bethesda, Arcane specifically on Prey VR on a DLC, and so we had a good relationship with Arcane. We good relationship with Bethesda. So then when they came to us about Doom 3, and we got a version of the engine because it was Tech 4, and we looked at the engine, and because the big risk is that people think, oh, it's an older engine, so therefore it just easily must be able to do VR. But there's also, a lot of technology improvements in the last 16 years, such as like multi-thread rendering and stuff that we had to look at the engine and feel confident that it would translate into or adapt into VR. And obviously there was a lot of challenges. But the thing is, we assess the risk. It's like, yeah, we looked at the engine, we looked at the content, we looked at different versions of the game, like the PC mods or the Dr. Beef Quest version, which wasn't out at early production. But it was something where, yeah, it was just looking at the technology, having the confidence that we could do a port to a VR. And then it was a lot about, okay, how. Because one point with id was they wanted it to feel like a remaster. Like they were like, no, we don't want a simple port. We don't want you just to make it in stereoscopic and away you go. Like, what can we do to make this feel like it's adapted to VR? So we had a big process of going through features of like, okay, let's okay, we'll add lasers to the weapons and we'll put the flashlights on. We'll put the oop, such as a watch, the information watch that has like your health and stuff, and you take out the UI. So we did a lot of modifications, and a lot of it, yeah, was challenges of not only was the game out in 2004, it's been modified since then for PSVR. Like Panic Button did a PSVR port for it for BFG edition. So it's also a lot of like there's older technology and newer technology in the engine, so being able to work with it to get it running on PSVR. But overall, like we were super big Doom fans. Like a couple of guys on the team, including myself, were actually back in the day modders for Doom 3. I come from a
Oh,
machinima
nice.
background, yeah, where I used game engines to create short films and was part of that machinima scene. And we used the Doom engine quite. I actually created a music video using the Quake engine, that modifying it. So we had a lot of background in using the engine. And the funny thing is, once we were building it, we actually went back to some of the mod tools to like crack open package files and stuff to kind of find some of the content because there's so many tools from the community that we could use to help us develop it. So yeah, it was both a really interesting challenge, but also it showed you how much you can appreciate a modern day engine with all the new improvements and everything, and be like, oh, it's so much easier when you have these tools built in as well.
Excellent. Yeah, I definitely had the feeling that, choosing Doom 3 and stuff, I had to feel, I was like, these guys, there had to be some kind of like some fans at ArchEact to choose this game specifically. I'm a big fan of the Doom series myself. Was there a reason you chose out of Doom 1, 2, and all the rest of them? Was there a reason you went with 3 in particular? Was it your one of your favorites, or was it like maybe the horror aesthetic coming into VR?
Yeah, well, it was actually Bethesda and id that came to us with Doom 3 specifically. And the reasons why all made sense were they're like, yeah, Doom 3 is a bit of a black sheep of the Doom franchise. It is, as you say, it's a little bit slower, it's a bit more of a horror. They actually look at it as an action horror game. So Bethesda and id already recognized the opportunity for in VR, and kind of already recognized that, yeah, from the experience of the different Doom games, that this one was really suited for VR. And we definitely found that, yeah, once we got the weapons into full tracking, full 3D space, and just the feeling of peeking around corners, or being able to like shoot one way and run another way, it's like yeah, it's just a great fit. And so there was a good call on them, and we were happy to be able to deliver on it.
I can attest to that because Doom 3 was probably one of my lesser favorites originally, but ever since playing it in VR, now it is one of my favorites, if not my favorite, because of the whole VR integration and stuff. Because it was, like you said, it was a little slower paced, and when I've always played Doom, I've always thought like this just ridiculously fast-paced shooting gameplay and just nonstop relentless stuff. So I thought the transition worked really, really well.
Yeah,
So can I ask you? Oh, sorry, good.
No, I was going to just say, yeah, when we first got it going and started playing it, yeah, it almost felt like a new game, even though you're kind of like knew what to expect from playing it on flat screen, but yet those scares seem like twice as big.
Yeah, and it was nice that it came with the DLC as well, because I'd never played the DLC, and I got to tear into that a little bit recently, and it's just that actually is a little bit more of the faster paced like gameplay that I'm accustomed to, and it's just such a great complimentary thing to the aim controller. And I will say though, I have a lot of favorite moments from this game. Do you in particular, or somebody on the team have is there like a moment in this game that just like you're just like, yes, like this is the moment I was waiting for?
Well, yeah, there's a lot. Like it's a big game. It's about 15 hours on if you play it flat screen. I'd be curious some of the play times in VR because you're much slower. Yeah, and I think for me it was just it's the moment. Like there's a lot of intro to the game, a lot of cinematics leading up, getting you ready for the story. But once the moment, the event happens, once that Mars base is, everybody's turned into demons and whatnot. I think for me that's the moment, and that's when I watch when people play it, the Let's Play or whatnot on YouTube. It's you can see them kind of like, okay, I'm ready for this. But then as soon as that happens, that moment happens, it's like, whoa, now we're in, now this is happening. And then when you get the shotgun,
Oh,
now you have
yeah.
this, if you have the aim controller, you have the shotgun with the aim controller, you feel it. And for me, that was the big, the big, that's when I was like, yeah, this is fun. Now I got the shotgun. Now, I know anything that comes near me needs to be like destroyed and slayed. So I think that's just, you just feel the build up at that moment and like, okay, now here we go. The ride's really about to begin.
Yeah, it kind of hits the fan. Everything kind of hits the fan all at once right there. And when you get the shotgun, I love how like visceral it feels in terms of like the gameplay there. And honestly, so my first playthrough, I beat it on veteran in about 9.5 hours, but I got a trophy that said speed run. So I know that that was maybe a little bit faster than the average thing. I play a lot of video games, so and I've played a
Yeah,
lot of
that's to be
Doom in the
expected.
past. Always running through it. So, but some of my favorite moments were absolutely. I tried out the DualShock. I didn't have my aim controller with me at first, and I was like so bummed. Playing with the DualShock was actually a really quite a relief, because it just. It somehow, I don't know if it's because the hands are kind of together, that they're kind of like in that same place. It kind of helped with the immersion. And then, of course, there was tons of rumble. And I remember like one of my favorite moments was being in an elevator, and opening up the elevator. And there's all these little demon baby things with wings. Do you know the name of those?
Not off the top of my head. I no.
Well,
Yeah.
I just loved how they all just started screeching and coming into the elevator charging me, and I just had the chainsaw, and I was just like, ah, and just blood going everywhere, and it was in that moment where I was like, this just feels so good. It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, well,
But
definitely
yeah, the chainsaw was amazing.
the DS controller, yeah, because with the aim, I see them, they're both great experiences, but like, yeah, the aim feels like very much like you want to stand up and it feels really immersive. You have in your hand, you can look around corners. The DS though is good, even like, yeah, for if you want to like more first person shooters that are used to keyboard or used to controllers, you can just sit back with it on your lap and take care of it. But every once in a while you forget, like you have a demon coming up to you and you can like, no, I'm going to take this gun and the controller and shove it right down his throat and shoot, so it's, you forget, you get that full freedom. And also with the weapons, like say with the pistol, we made sure everything was two-handed so that it would feel weird, because it'd feel weird you have like a one-handed pistol and a two-handed controller. So we made sure all the weapons, even the soul cue and stuff, was two-handed. And it also helped because of the watch, with your health and stuff, that we always made sure that was visible with the second hand. So it was a really natural fit.
Most games I play, I always turn off the HUD. I don't like when, I mean, sometimes when you're like wearing a helmet and stuff and it's supposed to be futuristic and it's kind of like integrated into the HUD and everything, it's one thing, but this one I was really happy with with everything kind of being on your wristwatch and not having my health and stuff just like randomly floating. Like I've always thought that that was kind of a little immersion breaking, but obviously Doom Guy could get, or it's actually not Doom Guy, sorry, but Doom can get away with it because you typically do wear a helmet in the game, although I don't think the character does in this one. So it was nice. It really helps the immersion, not having all these floating random numbers and bars and stuff all around you.
Yeah, it was something, that's something we focus on a lot at Archaeact. We call it a diegetic UI, and diegetic is a term where it's the you know, the sound or the element comes from within a world. So if you're like, if you hear music in a movie, is the music a soundtrack? Then it's just a soundtrack. But if it's like somebody in the scene playing the music, then it's diegetic. And this is something we're really focused on at Archaeact, because we believe with virtual reality, there is no need for HUD. There's no heads up, because you don't have anything in front of you. You're in the world. So we're always looking at how can we improve the user experience and pull the user interface and all the information the player needs into the character. And we started with that with Freediver, because in Freediver we have like you have your health, your oxygen and your information. And so we're always looking at, okay, how can we use your body for that information? Big inspiration is Dead Space. Dead Space is a classic game where it's like your health was on your spine, you know, your your weapon ammo was, or sorry, your weapon ammo was on the weapon. So it was a really forward-looking game and diegetic UI, and this is something that we're continuing to focus on, and we're actually doing a lot of prototype and experimentation of how even to further to integrate the user information into the world. So it's really a really fun area of exploration.
I can see that. I mean, you know, that's something I've always been excited about, the early prospect of this VR. I mean, obviously this is much later than the early 90s stuff you were talking about. This is a little bit already more gamified, a little bit more mainstream, and it's just been an exciting couple of years for me. I've just been having a blast seeing all these new ideas come out. And, you know, to me, the number one advantage of VR is the immersion, and any little detail you can do to add immersion, I think is excellent and just really enhances the experience.
Yeah, it's the thing that my soapbox preach is always that like VR is a different medium. Like it's not the same as a video game medium, it's not a movie medium, it's not a book medium. It's its own medium, and we're discovering that medium from scratch. We're figuring out, we're designing games from scratch and how to use that medium, and we'll make mistakes and we'll make discoveries, but it's still a process where you naturally look at the other mediums for guidance of, oh, like we look at, like say games, we look at movies for storytelling. So now we have cutscenes, but really cutscenes are anti-game, because it's pulling you out of the game. It's putting you on a 2D screen of information. So there, you know, my career in storytelling and AAA was always, okay, how do we integrate the story into the world? How do we, you know, even though I was a cinematic director, you know, my goal was to make cinematics, you know, not necessary in 5 to 10 years in gaming, because the story is so integrated in the game. And it's the same with VR. It's easy to look at VR and be like, oh, well, I like this type of video game, so therefore I want to play this video game in virtual reality. But then it's like, no, it doesn't work, you know. And I think first person shooters is kind of one of the few genres that kind of meets halfway, where in the traditional media, you're already in a first person perspective, which is VR. So it works very much, you know, it works very much in that conversion, but then it falls down in many other areas, such as, you know, how do you use the space, the locomotion, you know, how comfortable is it? Like, just because, you know, you put a VR mode in the game, it doesn't mean it's VR ready. It's just kind of like, okay, well now, you know, it may look like it's immersive, but, you know, the comfort level is really low. So I find virtual reality is just a medium. It's in its baby crawling years. In the next 10 years, we're going to learn to baby, but just to even just step and walk is going to be super exciting.
Yeah, to me, the perfect, like when we get there completely, is going to be, because I'm a gamer first, to be honest with you. I love, and that's what I love about Doom 3 is like the game. I think it's such a fantastic game, and it works well, even if you were to just take the game and put it in VR, I think it has a lot to offer there, a lot of great experiences. But I think definitely in the future, that's something that's going to be interesting to see. I've seen a couple games get really close to tell those stories without, you know, taking you out into third person or just like having the game kind of unfold the story with you still in the same like body and never breaking that immersion. But Doom is always a funny one for me to talk about, because it always sounds so wrong. Whenever I talk about some of my favorite moments, I'm always like, I love how beautiful hell is, and Doom 3 is no exception. Yeah. I'm like, wow, hell is so gorgeous. And, you know, somebody in the room would be like, what is he talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, for
but
sure. No, experiencing it.
it was really fun to experience it and to revisit these kind of iconic locations. You know, they all sort of follow a similar formula, but then look majorly different. And obviously, there's different encounters. I absolutely love the boss fights in this one. That's something that was very unique to Doom 3, I feel, that just didn't really seem like it was in a lot of other ones.
Yeah, no, definitely. It did, you know, they're the masters at first person shooters. They even invented the genre. So what they did with the Doom franchise is, you know, absolutely fantastic. And us at Archaeac being able to, you know, take a, you know, a game that's made by, you know, masters of first person shooters, and then, you know, have them come to us to bring it into VR is a huge honor. And it also helps us, you know, we're constantly learning more about VR and, you know, what works and what doesn't. And the mount that does work in Doom 3 is, you know, it's really exciting, because it's like, okay, well, you know, what other traditional games could make this conversion? And also, but the caution being what traditional games should not be converted, because it will only, you know, it won't live up to that experience. But Doom 3 was definitely a good choice.
Excellent. Well, I got a couple more questions for you before we kind of start to wrap things up. First, I was wondering if there was any interest or any discussion about potentially porting this to another platform other than just PSVR.
Well, yeah, I can imagine, like, you know, I'm sure you've seen the Dr. Beef port to Quest and the mod or the PC mods. It's something Bethesda has our phone number. So this was specifically, they came to us for PSVR and this is what the project was based on, getting into PSVR. I think I know for a fact Bethesda and id are thrilled at how well received it's being taken. So, you know, I can only speculate as much as you can what's going on behind closed doors there, but we would love to bring it to other platforms, that's for sure.
Do you think they still have interest in more VR, even though Microsoft and Xbox Studios hasn't like completely entered that market yet? I've always thought they will maybe in the future. But do you think the guys at id and stuff, they still, I know, of course, John Carmichael is over at Oculus now. So I don't know if he's still like heavily involved with them, or if he's, you know, taking more of a role at Bethesda. I'm sorry, at Oculus now, but so it's interesting that if they are still kind of interested in the VR scene, kind of keeping an eye on it.
Yeah, it is, and I can only speculate. Yeah, I think Carmack he's only consulting with Oculus now as a CTO, but yeah, I think it's Microsoft is a good question, because we know Sony is committed to VR. We know the PSVR 2 is on the way. We know Facebook and Oculus is committed. We're seeing new headsets. You know, we know the rumors around, you know, Apple is got something going.
Right.
So it's, you know, and we know Microsoft has been mainly focused with their HoloLens, but you know, you can't help but speculate that I'm sure, you know, they have, you know, their plans underway. Because it's, again, because VR is a medium, it's not just going to go away. Like, even it may not be, right. Some people be like, oh, it's the gaming medium in the future. Maybe not. Because it's, because right. There's still huge possibilities, like with the healthcare and the training. Like, VR is much, much more grander than just video games. But the potential right. for video games is huge. So I can't help but believe that Microsoft has something under their sleeve, and Bethesda, you know, has been a great partner. It's for VR, you know, they've released, you know, Skyrim and you know, there's Fallout and there's, you know, they Doom VFR and stuff. So they're, you know, Bethesda seems pretty committed to keeping, you know, to supporting VR, and that's why we're great to have them as partners, because as they figure that stuff out, we're here to help them through it.
Excellent. Well, they certainly have a lot of titles that people would love to see make the transition, just like Doom 3. So in regards to Archaeac, about like how can you say like how big the team is, like maybe at start, how big it is now, and maybe if you guys like have any future projects planned, or if you just have like some updates that you're planning, you still kind of just you know, letting the Doom 3 kind of settle, the launch of that, or are you guys already like knee deep in like other works, other projects?
Oh, for sure, yeah. The interesting thing with releasing games is by the time you release, the team has moved on to a new project. So suddenly it's like, oh yeah, like it's like, oh yeah, Doom 3, yeah, we finished that like a month ago. But it's, you know, it's the hot topic right now. So it's, so yeah, we know we've, yeah, we have a few things on the go. We have some really interesting projects that, you know, we can't wait to talk about. Probably, you know, it's months and months away. They're still in the early steps or the early process. But yeah, Archeax, we are committed to, you know, being leaders in VR gaming and VR entertainment. You know, and we're getting a lot of interesting projects. We're getting a lot of, like, you know, we're hiring up lots of new talent. The studio is about 45 people now, but we're, you know, we're growing actually pretty well right now.
That's large for a VR. That's large yeah. for a VR studio these days.
Well, yeah. And the funny thing is at one point before I was there, I think they got up to even 90 people. Like, so they really, wow. they even had, I say they, it's us, but they even had their own VR conference in Vancouver once a year. And it was like, and it's like we're really charging forward, but then it was, you know, it's VR has been this tricky one to predict because it's like, oh, it's going mainstream. It's always like, okay, 2 more years, it's going to be there. 2 more years, it's going to be there. But there's definitely been a shift in the last, I'd say in the last 6 months, definitely the last year, but the Quest 2 has seemed to, has kind of got things to a level where now where it's like, it's becoming a bit more mainstream. And I'm not surprised because when we first got our Quest 2s and I pulled out of the box and just suddenly it was just like this form factor, you know, VR headset that I could throw on, turn it on. It was wireless, you know, it's easy to use, less friction and getting going. And I was just like, wow, this just feels like this is like a, you know, iPhone 2 or, I'd say like a Nintendo 64. Like it's just, it feels like the beginning of a brand new generation of entertainment. So yeah, I think we're definitely focused on that. We have great partners with Oculus. We talk to them all the time. We have great partners with Sony. So yeah, we have some really cool stuff underway. And as I mentioned, with my background at BioWare, we're really interested in storytelling and pushing that medium forward. So I think, over the next few years, you're going to see some really awesome stuff come out of Archeact.
I think so too, man. I've been following Archeact for years, everything from what they've just published or helped publish and produce and, you know, what they've had their directly developed and everything. And I've just been such a big fan of both Archeact and all the games that have come out of there. So I really am excited to hear more in the future and really wish you guys the best, man. Well, really can't thank you enough for being here and sharing all this amazing information. We're really excited about Doom 3 VR Edition. We've been having so much fun with it. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we kind of get out of here?
No, it was a pleasure being on your show and it was, you know, awesome conversation. If anybody hasn't heard of Archeact before, we recommend they check out our website, archeactvr.com, or check out our Twitter feed. We have a lot of exciting stuff. We have a Discord community. You can come in, ask questions to the devs. So there's, you know, we want to make sure that we're interacting with our community. We're really strong, we're really big fans of obviously VR and AR, and so we're always good for conversations around that. And yeah, we're just so glad to be part of the community and pushing VR forward. And so thanks so much for having me on your show.
It's truly our pleasure, man. Well, thank you so much once again, and thank you Archeact, and Bethesda, id Software, everybody involved with the Doom 3 and VR Edition. And thank you guys so much for watching back at home. We hope you enjoyed, and we will see you on the next one. You guys have a wonderful rest of the day. Bye. Woo-hoo.